Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, MoneyMattersTopTips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Richard Lavigna on the line, and he is a co-founder over at TaxFile. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
So I'm excited to get more into TaxFile and how you're helping your clients, but before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, great question. I am a CPA by trade, so a certified public accountant. I graduated with a degree in accountancy, so I've always really been in the business field, the service providing field, mainly doing tax work and audit work for CPA firms. My last firm was PricewaterhouseCoopers, and while I was working there, kind of had the entrepreneurial divine inspiration of TaxFile, basically going through my day in, day out and figuring out that, like a lot of entrepreneurs do, that there's a better way to kind of get, work done.
Mm-hmm. And so, I think there's a lot of people that come from professional backgrounds like yours that are listening to this that have ideas for taking their expertise and really changing and launching their own entrepreneurial venture, such as what you've done with TaxFile. What kind of advice would you give to that really highly specialized individual out there that has an idea and they really want to take that next step and see it to from idea to reality?
Yeah, it's tough, Adam. taking that idea and materializing it is, it's the $1 billion question, right? Like, how do you do that? Because there's no shortage of great ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you fail to realize in that moment of excitement, when entrepreneurs figure things out and conceptually, maybe they thought about it for a while, and maybe have gotten to that point where they are going to start putting pen to paper and creating a business plan, mm-hmm. is that it's going to be loads harder than you thought, So I like to build Ironman, that's the opposite of a strawman, right? In terms of building up great ideas and plans, because if you could kind of conceptually go through your idea and figure out everything from who, what team, how much money you need, how we're going to put this together, who am I going to sell to, right? Very often I hear from people pitching me ideas, it's Uber for dog walking. It's like, okay, great, but how are you going to get that first 1,000 clients, 1,000 users? I'll raise the money. Who's going to invest in you, right, if you don't have a product? Mm-hmm. And you're not showing revenue, right? I would encourage entrepreneurs to start asking themselves that question. That would kind of, I feel, filter out those that, maybe have an idea for a good hobby or something, or a side project on GitHub or something, if they know how to code, and someone that's going to take it, to the venture capitalist and build out a business.
I love it. It's great advice, and I love hearing that in your voice, by the way. And I'll add to it. It's just painful. It's going to be painful, and it's not easy, and it's going to take longer, and it's going to be harder than you thought, just so you know in advance. So I love your advice, Richard. Let's switch it up a bit. I want to get into what you're doing over at TaxFile. So first, tell me a little bit more about the business, please.
So basically, what we do here at TaxFile is we are a on-demand CPA workforce, right? So we have about 1,500 CPAs and IRS enrolled agents on our platform, and we do tax work for people like you, Adam. You download the app and you can place an order for a tax return. We launched this app back in 2016. It was the number one best new app in the App Store when we launched. Last 2 years, we've made the editor's choice list of number one tax time app in the App Store, and we've seen some some success with it. We're not really competing with the TurboTaxes of the world and the people that are just W-2 employees, you know, with maybe a rental property and pretty simple. You know, we go for that. We work someone slightly more complex, you know, someone that has maybe a small business, needs some tax consulting, maybe needs to file multiple years of tax returns or multiple state returns, right? That's the kind of a market that we go after. We also have a couple other products that are, you know, business focused. So we work with CPA firms as well to kind of get them access to this massive workforce that we amount. You know, we sign up 700 CPA. The current rate of sign up is 700 new CPAs onto our platform every 90 days now. So, you know, by tax season, we're going to have, you know, over 2,000, and, you know, by next year, we'll have, you know, 3,000, 4,000 CPAs on the platform.
That's awesome. And I love your vantage point, because what you're doing is you're really melding, you know, the consultative process and a high level of service with technology. So and I love that your niche is defined. So you, like you said, you're not competing with the TurboTaxes, the easy W-2, get it done. There's a lot of tranches above that that need tax help that could benefit from a turnkey or type of turnkey tech driven solution that saves them time and potentially money depending on their situation. So I love all that. Any kind of trends, just based on your vantage point, you're signing up a lot of CPAs, obviously you have clients coming on board. Any kind of trends you're noticing that you care to comment on in your industry?
That people want to work differently. You know, there's a reason why we're signing up so many CPAs and not have to go to recruiters to get them. It's because, you know, traditionally, this has been a 9-to-5 workforce. You know, mm-hmm. if the partner doesn't see you at the office or the client, you're not doing work, right? Because these services, usually the legacy companies, they bill per hour, right? So if they're seeing you working, they know that they're making money, right? Where we kind of turn that on its head, where we said, hey, it doesn't matter where you work from. You know, you're going to pick up a job. It's going to pay out $200 on, you know, whatever it is. And we just need it done by this date. And we trust you to get it done with the utmost quality by this date, right? You have obviously a CPA license, an IRS enrolled agent's license. You know, you put some time into this and, you know, your reputation will speak for itself on the platform. You know, if you're not a good Airbnb host, not many people are going to rate you well, and, you know, you're going to soon fall out of favor and become unrentable, right? So, that's the approach that we take to it, that the supply, you know, there's 600,000 CPAs in the U.S. The supply, you know, moving forward in this market is going to be a virtual one, a low overhead one, and one where there's more power to, you know, to the people doing the work, where they could work like a professional and we could trust that they're doing the work when it's supposed to be done by the deadline. And we don't really care where they do it from. You know, if you have to take off on a Tuesday to drop your kids off at school and then do some, you know, groceries or whatever, by all means, go for it, right? If you want to pick up work on Sunday because you have some spare time, we're not going to stop you, right? But there's an appetite now for this kind of future of work, you know, complete, flexible schedule.
Man, I love that, because what you're really doing is taking the shackles off the industry. I mean, historically, if you had interest in that, you bound yourself to whatever the policy was in terms of a literal work schedule or even dress schedule. If you had to be in a suit and a tie, if you had to do this, if you had to do that. And so I think that has driven a lot of people out of the industry that maybe would have been great to have a long, fruitful career and book of clients but maybe just didn't have that right fit. So you're adding a whole nother work culture and possibility. So I think that's just going to be great for CPAs and tax prep in general going forward as a disruptor of the current model. So, I mean, I love it. That all sounds awesome. So, Richard, if somebody's listening to this, and they want more information on TaxFile, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah, just go to taxfile.com. If you have any questions, we have a help chat there. You know, we're available essentially 24/7. You could sign up and get a free instant quote to see how much it'll be for a CPA to do your tax return for you. Tax season's almost upon us. right? So I could encourage that. No strings attached. You go on, see, hey, it's going to cost me $100 for a CPA to do my tax return, or it's going to cost me $70 on TurboTax. Okay, maybe I could, maybe I should do it with these guys, or it's going to cost me $200 at H&R Block. You know, that's really the cohort that, you know, we tend to go after, right? Someone that gets them done at a brick and mortar, works at a WeWork, but doesn't want to take on the additional cost when there's not really an additional value there, right? So, you know, taxfall.com, that's taxfall with a Y. And you could get, you know, your instant quote and check out the website.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Richard, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background as an entrepreneur and CPA, and also all the great work you're doing over at TaxFile. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Richard, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.